die de toekomst rechtloos ontheurt.
Kiefer's first project was called Occupations. A combination of performance and photography. Satirical poses meant to pierce the conspiracy of forgetting. A wound opener. Off he went where the Panzer divisions had gone, often wearing his father's Luftwaffe uniform. Sieg Heil to scenery, but also to the seductive spell of German art memories. But satirical provocations alone would never have made Kiefer a great artist. This did. Paint thick with memory, physically encrusted with the debris of history's destructions. Images that recall the blasted, bombed-out cities in which Kiefer himself grew up. But look closer. There are names written in Kiefer's spidery hand, great figures of all the Germanic peoples from history, culture, art. Painters like Dürer, generals like Wallenstein, an indiscriminate gathering of both the gifted and the dangerous. Their names recall a building and a moment around which German national identity had been formed. This is the Walhalla near Regensburg. Finished in 1842, the pet project of Ludwig, King of Bavaria. He took the Norse idea of Valhalla, resting place of the greatest warriors fallen in battle, and Germanized it, filling this neoclassical pantheon with portrait busts, heroes of German culture, the very same names that Kiefer includes in his paintings. In the 1930s, of course, the Valhalla became a place of cultural pilgrimage for all good Nazis.